This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. One of the largest of many trade deals being negotiated in secret by governments and corporations is the Trades and Services Agreement. The TSA is a proposed treaty between 50 parties, including the United States, Australia, Canada, and the European Union. The deal is aimed at opening up services such as telecommunications, healthcare, private education, and many public services to global corporations. It would cover 70% of the world's services. It includes special courts, which corporations can use if they think a government action, such as increasing the minimum wage, adversely affects their potential profit. One of the labor organizations trying to raise awareness of the dangers of TISA is Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public service unions at the world level. It has released a video about the dangers of the Trades and Services Agreement, the TSA.
People, through their governments, can play a key role in encouraging a move to cleaner energy technologies by developing renewable projects such as solar or wind. But corporations can't always make big profit from these projects. That's why they've developed a series of trade deals to protect their investments by restricting the way that people in their governments can decide on energy issues. And the worst part is that, while corporations continue to have a huge influence, these trade negotiations are kept completely secret from the public until after they're signed. Luckily, WikiLeaks have been working on uncovering what's going on, and what they've discovered is a real worry. The recently leaked energy chapter of the TISA, Trade and Services Agreement, includes an article on technological neutrality, the idea that all energy sectors and companies should be treated exactly the same. Which might sound okay, but what it really does is take away the government's ability to prioritize cleaner, more renewable energy sources over dirty fossil fuels. This means that governments can be punished if any laws related to greener energy affect the profits of foreign oil corporations. TISA also means that governments will no longer be allowed to prioritize small, local, and emerging energy industries such as solar startups. Large international energy conglomerates with huge economies of scale will be able to muscle small businesses out of the market, resulting in the profits from local energy being sent offshore. The people have the right to democratic, accountable control. However, TISA threatens to take the power and benefits of energy away from the people and put it into the hands of foreign corporations. At a time when governments are finally waking up to the dangers of climate change, TISA looks like yet another attempt by big business to restrict the move to a cleaner, greener tomorrow.
The PSI's disagreement with the TSA is echoed by many national labor centers and unions. Francis O'Grady is the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC represents 6 million workers in 52 unions. Ms. O'Grady is especially concerned that foreign corporations will be able to privatize parts of the National Health Service, the NHS.
The TUC is pro-trade as long as it's fair trade. Some of the problems with TTIP and CETA and other trade agreements are that it doesn't provide the guarantees and protections for our public services, including the NHS, in a way that's bulletproof from a legal point of view in terms of the text in the agreement. So we want to see that toughened up to ensure that not only we protect public services, but that if future governments want to bring back into public control those parts of the NHS that have been privatised or indeed our rail industry, that they are able to do so. We want to see workers' standards, labour standards written into the agreement, and that should be common sense and for any trade agreement, that it should be about raising standards up rather than harmonising down. We want to see trade deals that benefit not just big business, but workers and ordinary people, the citizens of Europe too.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.